News Stories Online.
Fog is an interesting thing. It can be very, very haunting, depending on how you're witnessing it. If you're seeing it rising above the hills, maybe it's settled all around your home, all around your car, all around maybe a game of tag outside. It can be very, very creepy, especially when you don't know where you are, who's around you, or what is around you. On this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, we hear one of those such stories. Children out playing in the fog, searching for the person who is it, only to discover that what it is not a friend at all. Get the complete story in this week's EPP bonus episode, EPP 133 of Real Ghost Stories Online at ghostpodcast.com. Here's a little taste of this week's EPP bonus episode. On the town side of the hill, only a few feet from where my aunt and her family lived, was a very small patch of trees, which my brother, cousins, and I played in this particular night. It had started getting dark and a very thick fog had settled in when we decided to play a game of hide-and-seek in the woods thicket. The fog, to us, was a bonus that would make it harder for the it player to find anyone, and I was it first. I covered my eyes and counted to 10, as you do, while the others ran off to hide. I began my seeking, and as I wandered around dodging trees looking for anyone, I found myself in the foundation remains of an old house. I spent a moment looking around it, as I was surprised to find something like that there. That's when I realized that the fog was so thick. I was dodging trees and was not in the foundation area with me, as the fog was abiding by walls that were not there. Rather than feeling scared, I was more in excited amazement. I must have spent enough time there that my cousin came looking for me. He came to me unaware of what was going on, and when he asked what I was looking at, I pointed at the whole thing to him. He was just as amazed as I was at everything, and said he was going to get the others to show them, and disappeared into the fog again. I was on my lonesome again, and as I was standing there in the house that wasn't there, I felt like something was looking at me from behind me. I turned to look, thinking it was my brother or one of my cousins again. It wasn't. It was, however, a column of fog, and it was a column, from what I could see, quite round, detached from the rest, maybe 8 foot tall, though it may have been shorter, as I was only my little self. I didn't, but still wasn't scared as I watched. It's starting to change. It became more humanoid, pinching in at the waist and neck, but pushing out in the chest area, forming, for want of a better way of putting it, breasts. Through all this, I was still not scared, but as the head formed features, it started separating from the torso and opening its mouth. Nothing like an 8-foot-tall humanoid creature emerging from the fog with its mouth wide open, ready for a snack. One hell of an experience. You hear the full thing and what happens in this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Also, in this week's EPP bonus episode, a family in charge of the care of a school finds the home provided them one heck of a mystery. Something terrifying seems to only linger on the second floor of a three-story home, and a toddler finds that there is a man in his house that only he can see. Get the full episode and all 133 bonus episodes on our website at ghostpodcast.com. It's only $5 a month to be an EPP. You can sign up for a full year, get a bunk bed bell with that, and 1 month free, and help keep us on the air. Check it out now. ghostpodcast.com. Thanks for your support.